Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon. I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 74 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, your motivational mindfulness for everyday inspiration. Ooh, are you feeling it? And action. Yes, my friends, thank you for joining me today. Our video is a calming scene, a beach scene in St. Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Wow. You cannot even capture, and I know you know this, some places, videos, pictures, you can do it, but wow, it'll take you there for just a moment, but being there, there's nothing quite like the experience of standing in turquoise clear blue waters, washing on your feet in powder soft sand, and the sun running through the clouds, the mountains in the background, and nothing but a big smile on your face. There is nothing quite like that. And our thought and inspiration that goes with this episode is find your slice of paradise. Sounds like a commercial. Find your slice of paradise. When is the last time you treated yourself? When is the last time you said, I'm going to put everything down and take a little time to go spend valuable time with my loved ones? I am going to go and treat myself to a beautiful place that I can put my head down and wake up and feel awe. I can wake up and say, I could live here. Knowing you'll never actually do it unless you really want to. But the idea that today you're living there, and that's what's important. Today you are living in that paradise. And even if it's only for 3 days, even if it's only 1 week, you have experienced your slice of paradise. How nice. How nice to get it. And it doesn't have to be the biggest and greatest thing out there. It's what's the greatest thing out there for you. Maybe it's going to the mountains and sitting where there's no cell service. No one can connect to you. And enjoying the sounds of nature, the sights from being up above, different animals than where you live, different people than where you live. Your slice of paradise can be anything. Maybe you like the snow and you want to go see it. Go see it. Whatever it is to you, go find your slice. Yeah, quit waiting. You know that. It's time. There's no time like the present. That's, I should call it a gift. I'm just being silly here. But what are you doing? Find your slice of paradise. It could be as simple as, oh my gosh, I have young children and I haven't sat down to read them a book. Sitting there with them gathered around me, nobody on phones or tablets or iPads or anything. And everyone's gathered around me, even if it's one set of little feet, and reading a children's book together. That can be a slice of paradise. Sitting around a table, taking the time where everybody puts their phones down and sharing a meal order it. Order in, so nobody has to worry about cooking it. Or maybe that's part of it. Everybody is part of creating this meal together. And part of the cleanup with no excuses. You can make that happen if that's a slice of paradise for you. Maybe it's wanting to watch your favorite movie and cuddling up and everybody watching it together. That can be a slice of paradise. Holding hands with someone you care about. It can be an adult, parent, grandparent, a child, and going for a walk along the riverside, down to the creek, skipping stones. That can be a slice of paradise. You don't always have to go to another part of the planet that is so different from where you live to find that slice. But think about how much happier you can be if you add that in your schedule, even once a week. Carving out that time, carving that slice, and saying, this is what I want, this is what's going to happen, and this is what we're going to do. And making it happen. And yeah, maybe you'll get pushback from people around you at first. But you know what? You will organize it, and they will come, and they will appreciate it, and then they will look forward to it. Well, when are we going to do that again? Even if everybody hums on the way, when are we going to do that again? When you make it happen, or that was fun, that was more than I wanted to plan, even know how simple it was, or not simple, keep it simple. Then ask your group, someone in there, well, what would you like to do? Let me help you prepare and make it happen. Imagine, you might have an adult child, you might have a younger child, you might have a teenager. You say, let's make this happen. Let's find our slice of paradise. Yeah, you don't want to say it like that to them because they'll think you're something else. So let's say some time, some quality time. Okay, you plan it, boom. Well, that was fun. Before that time is over, hey, who wants to plan the next one? Get it going. Right there in your little nuclear family. What do you want to do? Let's do it. Let me experience what you would like to experience. What's your slice of paradise? Not only are you teaching someone by doing it yourself, by encouraging someone, you're making a lasting impression of what a slice of paradise is and giving that gift to the next person. How amazing is that? There is nothing more important than giving the gift of time. You can give gifts and they pile up and they end up in drawers. They tear, they wear out, they break. But the gift of time is irreplaceable. So find the time. Cut it out. Make that slice so that you can find your slice of paradise and bring some joy and happiness into your life every week. Yes, you can do it. And share with me in the comments or in your private message how you've done it. It's so exciting to hear the ways that you get inspired by your own mindfulness. I am Avalon. I am your mindfulness mentor. I am here to applaud you, celebrate you, and listen. Until next time.